Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 8 years ago, one of golf's four major tournaments was finally held in the Palmetto State when the PGA Championship came to Kiawah Island. That was 2012. Reverse those last two digits, and the event will happen again in 2021, bringing a much-needed boost to our state's economy. Scott Reed is director of the 2021 PGA Championship to be held at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, May 17th through 21st of next year. And he joins us now by phone from his office at Kiawah Island. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me.
I know the planning environment's a little different this time around.
Well, yes, but fortunately for us, you know, it being not until next May, hasn't had too much impact on our planning yet.
Has this situation affected sponsorship sales at all or the relationships with local businesses?
Not really. I mean, you know, the only thing that's happened so far is certainly, you know, once we got into the scenario that we're in, the dialogue just kind of slowed down and stopped in some cases with some companies that we were working on. And you know, when the time is right, we'll start ramping up those discussions again. But, you know, right now we're trying to be sensitive to companies are dealing with a lot more than thinking about, you know, what they're going to be doing next year.
Share with us the economic impact numbers from the 2012 tournament and how you are expecting that to translate to next year's.
Yeah, sure. In 2012, we had essentially almost $193 million economic impact. $92 million of that was attributable to direct spending, and then approximately $75 million was in, you know, media exposure value to Kiawah Island, to Charleston, and to South Carolina as a whole. So we actually just had the College of Charleston do a pre-championship study for us again, and now it's looking like it's going to be, you know, obviously this was this was done pre the COVID scenario, but we're looking at, you know, projecting at a, you know, $240 million economic impact. Obviously those numbers might change some, you know, depending on what happens with the current climate, but very positive, and it should be a great boost for the area and for the state.
And now for our listeners who might have attended the event 8 years ago, are there going to be any differences in 2021?
The biggest difference really is going to be that we're in May versus August, which should have some advantages. The climate should be much more enjoyable and shouldn't have to, hopefully, knock on wood, deal with thunderstorms like we would, you know, in the summertime. One of the other differences is we won't be charging for parking as we did in 2012. So that should really help the traffic flow in and out of our general parking area, which is located next to Fresh Fields. And then our TV audience is really going to see some change. We've got a new broadcast partner with ESPN. So between CBS, ESPN, and ESPN Plus, we're going to have 175 hours of live coverage of the PGA Championship, really from the opening tee shot to the closing putt. So tremendous exposure for Kiawah, Charleston, and South Carolina.
And I know that volunteers are a big part of every PGA tournament. Share with us how the volunteer program works.
Yeah, we need almost 3,200 volunteers to put on a PGA championship. And those volunteers stretch out over 30 plus different committees. A great opportunity to be involved with a major championship. We've had almost 2,500 sign up so far, so we still need a few hundred more. They're essential to putting on this championship.
And I read something about Nikki Haley and the Championship Council. Tell us what that's about.
As we do in a lot of markets, we try to put together an advisory type group to mainly help us with hospitality sales and making sure that we're getting in front of the right companies. Nikki, you know, with her ties to South Carolina and Kiawah, her family's moving here or has moved here just recently. You know, she has such a strong affinity to South Carolina and was the governor when the 2012 championship was here. And she and Roger Warren, who's the president of Kiawah Island Golf Resort, are co-chairing what we're calling our PGA Championship Council and an advisory committee to really help us with our hospitality sales.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, I really appreciate it.
Scott Reed is director of the 2021 PGA Championship to be held at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, next year, May 17th through 21st. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.